Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the Dial Pad guest line. Super Bowl champion, 1983 NFL MVP, former Redskins quarterback, good friend of the program, Joe Theismann with us here on 95.7 The Game. Joe, how you doing, man? It's great to have you on again.
Good to be back with you guys. Appreciate it.
Take us through what it's like to be a member of the 49ers right now. You're riding high, season's going well, but you're going to travel across the country to face a Redskins team that looks like it's down on its luck, but it is coming off a win last weekend against Miami. A lot of people throw in the phrase trap game out there. How do you overcome a trap game?
Well, you have to prepare. It sounds crazy, but you have to prepare week to week. And it really is more about what the 49ers do versus what the Redskins do. I mean, and you go back to the 80s, the 49er teams. I look at our Redskin team in the 80s. It really didn't matter what the opponent did. It was the way we prepared, the way we played, and we always stayed aggressive on both sides of the ball. And I think that's what the 49ers have done through the first part of this season. I think we had this conversation where everybody was upset and worried about Jimmy Garoppolo and, got sacked. He was 1 for 6 or 1 for 9. And then all of a sudden, I said, don't worry. It's going to be fine. I think San Francisco is led by their defense, and that's really the way you win championships is defensively, you guys are playing as good as anybody out there. And that's the biggest concern. The Redskins can't score points.
They always say
they beat the Miami Dolphins. What more needs to be said? I mean, you've got 32 teams in the National Football League, and Alabama, LSU, and probably Oklahoma would be better than Miami at this point.
Man, that's not a stretch either when you look at the way the Miami Dolphins have gone about their business. When you look at a coaching change, Joe, like you've had in Washington, Gruden out and Callahan in, on an interim basis, how much can that jumpstart a team, and in most particularly Adrian Peterson?
Well, it only affects it in play calling. Kevin O'Connell's taken over as the play caller, but he was the coordinator anyway. So the only real change environmentally is, Bill's been a head coach before, so he has his routine. Jay had a certain way of doing things. It's not going to be that different. You can't change that much in season. Kevin, I think, will want to try and run the football a little bit more. But as wonderful as Adrian is, he's not a Darius guy. He's not a young back anymore. He's going to give you everything he's got, and he's going to get 4 or 5 yards. But, you can't commit as many penalties as the Redskins have. You can't miss opportunities for touchdowns as the Redskins have and just expect the running game to carry you. The running game is not going to carry you against the San Francisco 49ers. Let's face it. I think their defense, top to bottom, is as good as there is in football. New England is ranked as the best. I put San Francisco right up there as well. So, I mean, you've got an offensive line in flux. It's a tough road for the Redskins going forward. I think they get Thursday night, they go to Minnesota. You've got the Buffalo Bills on the schedule as well. You've got the Jets on the schedule as well. All very good defensive football teams. But I don't think the coaching change has that big an impact.
Is the talent there, Joe, when you look at the Washington Redskins, is the talent there to win? And if so, you've got two tackles for the Niners that doesn't have a lot of experience. One's 260 pounds. Can you see this Redskins team selling out against the run?
I think the Redskins have to commit to stopping the run and put the ball in Jimmy's hands, which I don't think is a good thing. I mean, like I said, we talk about the defense, but I think, he's playing smart football. And I have tremendous respect. And I talked about this with you guys, a couple of months ago. Kyle Shanahan's one of the best play callers in football. And he can say all he wants about this game just being another football game, and he was there. This game is important to him. this is, you know, it's where his father coached. It's sort of, you know, where he got started a little bit more into where he is. Always appreciated his ability to call a game. And I think this one here, it'll be special for him. It's a special football game. And when you get into special ball games, players know that. The players know how special this is for Kyle. I think that, you know, it's got to be the Redskin defense that steps up and makes plays to keep this game close. And then Terry McLaurin, the young wide receiver, got 5 touchdowns, receptions. And, you know, he's a terrific young player. We're a very young football team. Defensively, I don't believe anybody in the starting rotation of 6 is over 25 years old. We've got, you know, some young linebackers. We're somewhat young in the secondary. I mean, defensively, it's basically a very young football team. The offensive line has got some age and wear on it. The running back has some age and wear on it. If you look around the National Football League, one of the most important offensive positions is tight end. And we don't have one. Jordan Reed's now on IR. Vernon's been hurt. And Sprinkle is really a blocking tight end. So, you know, you're missing a very key element to what you want to try and do in the concepts that exist today in football. And that's the presence of a tight end.
More from Joe Theismann in just a second. But first, it's time for the 8K per day cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word SALT, S-A-L-T, SALT, to 72881. That's 72881. Message and data rates apply. Super Bowl champ Joe Theismann with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. One of the interesting.
Wait a second. I can't answer right now. I'm typing SALT. S-A-L-T.
72881.
Joe, you're the best.
I can't participate in this conversation. I'm trying to win $1,000 cash.
Joe, getting a little payback there for all the interruptions throughout the course of the show as we try to balance this thing out. All right. So walk me through this. Kyle Shanahan had a funny moment earlier this week when he was talking about his time in Washington. And, you know, he talked about some of the issues that were there and some of the positives. He said, you know, he's been in 3 buildings since. It's not really a big deal. But do you think in his mind, based on the way it played out for his dad, Mike, back in 2013, that there might be a little bit of the revenge factor here coming back to Washington?
I don't necessarily think revenge. I think this is the important thing. This is where you have to put your emotions to the side. I think he's going to be inspired to want to, you know, beat the brains into the Redskins. Yeah, I think so. But I think he wants to do that with everybody. And so you just can't get yourself caught up in, oh, well, I want to get revenge for my dad. I didn't like what this happened. I didn't like what happened. You know, he has to coach his football team. And that's the big thing. Each week it has to be handled on an individual basis. I'll use the Washington Nationals as an example. They were 19-31 in the beginning of the year. Now they're in the World Series. And what Davey Martinez did is basically, and the guys basically listened to the interviews of the national players. It's like, we just decided that we had to play one game at a time. And that's really what you have to do in football. You're only getting 16 opportunities. And now we're a third of the way through the season. So I think this is an important football game. It would be a good win for Kyle. But I don't think revenge would be one of the words I would apply to this particular football game.
Do you think this coaching change was best for the Washington Redskins? And if so,
it had to happen. It had to happen. I mean, you're 0-5. You're not scoring points. You've at that point, after 5 games, you've committed 56 penalties. That's an average of 11 a game. That to me is just undisciplined football. You know, Lo, you played it. I mean, it's all about discipline.
Right.
It's all about making plays. Don't make the crucial mistakes. And discipline yourself. And that's what they struggled with. And so that falls on one person, the head man. You know, Jay did an incredible job with what he had to work with over the last couple of years. Last year, they started 4 quarterbacks in 4 different games. 2 of those guys aren't even in the league anymore. But yet that's all that was on the street to bring in. And it wasn't like they had 2 or 3 weeks. They had 2 or 3 days to get ready. And he still managed 7-9. Over those 2 years, to get to 7 wins in this season with this schedule, get to 5 is going to be a yeoman effort. But you had to make a change somewhere. There's only 2 places you can make changes on a football team where you try and ignite something. One is the head coach, the other is the quarterback. And they've gone back to Case Keenum, and Case Keenum got benched against the New York Giants because he couldn't hit big plays, and he missed one in Philadelphia. Colt McCoy did not play bad against the New England Patriots, but you had a coaching change, and Bill evidently decided he wanted to go with Case. And so, you know, and then you have Dwayne Haskins, he's not ready to play football. It would be disastrous for the football team and for him to put him out there against this defense. Just like I said it against the New England Patriots, people kept saying, oh, start Dwayne the second half. They have no idea what goes into the learning process of the quarterback position in the National Football League.
Does this
something he got a glimpse of? He hasn't seen it, but he got a glimpse of it, and it wasn't pretty.
Joe, I'm sorry. I'm just going to ask if this underscores a deeper problem with the organization and a dysfunctionality where you don't have your all-pro left tackle playing. You're not sure who the quarterback is. You've got an interim head coach. At what point does this all fall on the desk of Dan Snyder?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it sits on the desk of Dan Snyder. He's the owner of the football team. And he, you know, he has to make decisions that he feels is best for his football team. I think the firing of Jay, like I said, it was almost a had to after 0-5. You had to make that kind of a move and that kind of a decision. The playing of the young quarterback, that's a coach's evaluation. Is he ready to play? I don't think he's ready to play yet, personally. So, you know, I mean, anytime you're struggling as an organization, people are going to look at different elements of the organization and say, this needs to happen, that needs to happen, that needs to happen. I mean, go back to San Francisco a few years ago, the changes that had to be made. You know, we were struggling. You were an older football team. Everybody keeps talking about Trent Williams, Trent Williams, Trent Williams. In the last 4 years, Trent Williams has averaged 12 games a year. Twice he's been suspended. He's an all-pro. He's a terrific football player. But Donald Penn, who's playing the left tackle position, has not been a problem. The issue has come on the other side. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, you had Chase Roullier, the center, out. You had Brandon Scherff out, the right guard. And Morgan Moses has basically struggled with penalties. The left side with Flowers and Penn was supposed to be the question mark, but it hasn't been. And I think this is the last week, correct me if I'm wrong, it's either this week, I think it's this week, without Trent Williams playing this past week, he's not eligible to play this year. I think it's six. If you miss the first six, you're on the shelf for the rest of the season.
Wow.
I think there's some kind of time frame that he had to be in. He wasn't coming in. Everybody kept saying, oh, he'll come in, he'll come in. No, he won't. Here's the problem with Trent. You have a problem with the medical staff. Okay, let's say he gets dinged in a game. Who comes out and takes care of him? You're going to hire independent doctors to come out and take care of him? That's not going to happen. You're going to have the other team's training people come out and take care of him? That's not going to happen. So I think it was just, it's an issue. He didn't want to be here, and the Redskins don't feel the pressure to get rid of him. I mean, he's walking from $12 million.
Super Bowl champ, 1983 NFL MVP, former Redskins quarterback, good friend of the program, a great interview every single time. Joe Theismann with us here on 95.7 The Game. Joe, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Love catching up with you guys. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.